It's hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Dancing, handshakes in the Hamptons, and getting drunk in the mansions with you. And you look so classy, come through with that magic. You know that I'm about to smash it, it's true.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Special thanks there, Nate Klaus, once again, HuskerLight.com. Come on, as he comes on every Tuesday with us. Also, we have a new qualifier for the Morday Grill Package.
Eric. Eric is in.
Congrats, Eric.
He is qualified.
Qualified.
We draw May 20th, right? Around
May 21st.
There? 21st, okay.
All the way through. So you'll have two chances per day on the Morning Hookup from 9-11. Also, two more chances with Schmitty on Hail Varsity, 4-6.
And if you don't call and get qualified, just go to ESPNLincoln.com. You could enter in and qualify once per day there.
Yep, so we'll have another one coming up. Like Will said, we'll do this every day through May 20th. They'll draw it on Friday, May 21st.
Man, I'm jealous. Be able to go over to Leon's and just get a ton of meat.
Just walk in with you.
I would do like, that, man. Boom. Just go get everything and have a big cookout.
That'd be awesome. I can't wait for the weather to get to that point where it's like in that 80s range and above where you just, it's grill. Like, we will grill at our house every opportunity we can.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that you, like, what typically do in the oven, like, we'll just do it. Everything goes to the grill.
Everything's better on the grill.
Everything goes there.
Yeah, everything's better on the grill. Everybody knows that.
So, well, something fun we were just talking about, like movies that we've watched recently.
Oh, yeah.
And you were mentioning like Varsity Blues.
Uh-huh.
You know, I watched 8 Mile yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
And then last night when I got home from baseball practice, I watched the end of Friday Night Lights.
Nice. Oh, you were into the...
I don't know. They were just on. I just was...
Oh, they were on TV.
Well, yeah. When I got home, I was flipped on the TV because it was like 8:30 when we got home. And so it's the time where we're about 30 minutes from bedtime, yada, yada, things like that. And it's like, the boys were doing a couple of things. Like, one was building a Lego and 14-year-olds upstairs, all this other stuff. And I was just like, sit down for a minute to get, like, catch my breath.
Building a Lego.
He got birthday Legos yesterday.
Gotcha. Funny, you bring this topic up. I watched Moneyball for, like, the 10th time yesterday.
Good movie.
Just love it. I love it.
Good movie. It's been hard, like, to figure out what to watch coming up. Like, because if you think about it, the past, 14, 15 months during the pandemic, right? That's all we did. Shows, movies, just watched everything.
Yeah. I mean, there's that explosion of different streaming sites. You know, like, every single platform just came out with their own streaming.
Yeah.
It was nuts. I'm still stuck in that wave.
Yeah. So it's been interesting on that side. So, all right. You ready for it?
Yep.
What's trending at 10?
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
I would like to remind everybody that tonight, the Houston Astros head to New York City to play the Yankees.
And who's pitching?
Not sure. I know it's not Cole because he just pitched the other night. But this is the first time, Hooks, the Astros have been in New York with fans since their investigation.
Oh, let's go.
Into the cheating scandal. Fans are back in the Bronx. This is going to be fun tonight.
It's going to be electric. Is that on ESPN?
I'm going to guess. I mean, ESPN would be stupid to not pick up this game. But you can fact check that for me real quick.
Right now.
Yeah, Dusty Baker, Hooks, was asked about this game tonight. Oh. And he's sticking, he knows what it's about to be like.
ESPN.
It is on ESPN. Okay, great.
6 o'clock Central.
Oh, boy. And I remember watching a Yankees game already. They don't let too many fans in, but they let in enough to make the environment hostile.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. They finally deserve this. We've been waiting for this.
Yes, we have. They deserve it.
Like I said, Dusty Baker, their coach. I mean, he's He knows this is going to happen. He's saying,
he's preparing for it.
Uh-huh. So this is going to be fun. That's tonight on ESPN. I guess we'll probably have it here on 1480 if you want to listen to that coverage. Okay, also, continuing baseball talk, Francisco Lindor, man, he's hitless in his last 21 at-bats. He went 0 for 4 last night, and the Mets lost to the Cardinals. The lights, by the way, went out in that game last night, which is always fun. But what do you think of Lindor, man?
He'll get it figured out. Don't worry. I like what Pete Alfonso said. They interviewed him the other day after the game. And about it was the game after the boos came out. They're like, this is going to be nothing. He'll get settled in, and at the end of the season, you'll see the stats, and he'll be one of the best players in baseball.
Well, one thing that could contribute to his poor performance was the hitting coaches. The Mets fired their hitting coach and their assistant hitting coach this morning. So they got those guys canned. They hired some replacements. But maybe that was contributing.
Yeah, maybe. But he's a good ball player. He'll get it figured out there. It's just it's a phase right now, and I think at the end of the day, you'll be talking differently about Lindor.
Hooks, so what about the Knicks, man? They won last night, and they secured their first winning season since 2013. What a time to be alive. The Knicks are back, man. Give me your thoughts on the Knicks, man.
Dude, they're awesome, man. They just got it's that type of team. Obviously, the emergence of Julius Randle, right, the way he's playing. And it's just a team that embraces all the roles. They embrace all the roles that they're given, whether it be a starter, a role player off the bench, or ones that don't play. They look like a complete unit. I mean, right now they're sitting in fourth out there, 37-28.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to make the playoffs, it looks like, unless things go real bad. Julius Randle had 28 last night. I'd love to see what he's averaging, but I saw Stephen A's video. He said Julius Randle is maybe creeping up as an NBA MVP candidate.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I still think it's a long shot. He could be creeping up there, but it's a long shot.
It's
a long shot with the other couple that are up there.
Yeah. Moving on, let's talk a little fighting action. Apparently, Chad Johnson is going to be fighting in that Mayweather-Logan Paul fight.
What is he doing?
He's going to be on one of the undercards. We don't know who he's going to be fighting yet, but he said he will be fighting that night. Chad Johnson.
What?
Ocho Cinco.
What is going on?
Kidding in the rink. Also, I found a list of some guys who are willing to fight Jake Paul. I mean, this list goes on, man.
They're all lining up now, aren't they?
You have UFC guys. You have Usman, who's at the top of the, you know, one of the best fighters in the UFC right now. You have, Fury. You have...
People want a shot.
You have Le'Veon Bell.
They want a shot just to shut him up.
Le'Veon Bell even put his name in there.
That's it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I want to see someone knock his
ass out. Going back to your MVP race in the NBA, like right now, with whatever you look at to research it, Jokic is like the overwhelming favorite.
He should be.
Overwhelming.
He should be.
Favorite. Followed by, currently right now, with what I look at, it's Jokic, and then we followed by, these are distant, by the way, Embiid, Curry, and Giannis.
Nah, Embiid is down.
And on this list, it does not have Randall listed. Like, it's overwhelming right now.
That's a pipe dream.
It's overwhelming right now. And if you're looking at updated NBA odds to win the championship, the Brooklyn Nets are the favorite right now, followed by the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay. Yeah, I remember I guaranteed Nets in the finals. Moving on, keeping tabs on this Aaron Rodgers situation. Ian Rappaport reported yesterday that one of the, deal breakers of why Rodgers suddenly, had a change in heart towards the Packers, apparently it was when the team released wide receiver Jake Kumerow.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you never heard of this dude, I don't blame you. I've never really heard of the guy, but apparently Packers released the guy, and Aaron Rodgers wasn't having it.
There's a lot of factors in here. Did you see what Terry Bradshaw said?
What did he say?
About the situation.
Tell me what he said.
He was on a show. He said him being that upset shows how weak he is.
Oh.
He said, who the hell cares who you draft? He's a 3-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one, and asked him to be upset. My God, I don't understand the Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone at number one, Clifford Strout in third and the fourth. I had them coming at me from all angles. I embrace it. when we went to practice, I wasn't worried about those guys. They didn't scare me a bit, so I don't understand why he is so upset at Green Bay. He asked about who should be running the show in Green Bay. He goes, I wouldn't budge. Let him gripe. Let him cry. Retire your 38. Go ahead and retire. See you later. I'm really strong about stuff like that, and it just makes him look weak. In my way of looking at things, it makes him look real weak.
Wow. That's
strong
interesting.
Words. From Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, it sounds like he kind of has something personal against Rodgers.
I don't know. It sounds something, doesn't it?
I would like to see him say that about some other quarterbacks in the NFL. I doubt he would. I don't know. That sounds kind of personal to me. But, he's old. Let him do what he wants. Moving on, there's this interesting fact that came out about the draft. Apparently, Minnesota was set on taking Fields with their pick until Chicago came in and took him. So as far as we know, Vikings were planning on taking a quarterback, which...
Really?
If you ask me, I would have liked, because then, I think Cousins has a player option one of these days, mm-hmm. or one of these years. So, if you have Fields, could have kicked him, saved some money, but no, that obviously didn't happen.
Bears did a nice job again, like I said before, reading the board, knowing where they were, and getting their guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I got. Should we spin the wheel real quick?
You mentioned this a little bit before... On Monday night, Westbrook posted the 178th career triple-double of his career, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Three behind Oscar Robinson's NBA record, 181.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he is.
It was a 2020, by the way. It was a 2020 triple-double. It was a, Russell Westbrook has the third 10-plus, 20-plus, 20-plus game in NBA history last night.
You had that stat, and it was insane.
Yeah, it's something like, I had to go look. He's the only player in NBA history to record multiple 20-rebound, 20-assist game in his career. It's only happened three times in this career. So he's gotten two of them.
There was that other stat you had. It was like if he averages nothing for the rest of the year.
It says, the tweet came out from ESPN Stats and Info on Twitter, Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double in a season for the fourth time in his career. Oscar Robinson is the only other player to do this, and he did it once in 1961-62. He could record 0 points, rebounds, and assists in every game the rest of the season and still average a triple-double.
Never forget, Oscar Robinson wanted to come to Nebraska. He did. Yep. He did. There's racial laws that excluded him from coming mm-hmm. here. Stupid. All right, should we spin the wheel?
Spin the wheel.
Bup, 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 bup. All right, get your hand ready. All right, let's do it. Today's question is...
You had that, Chuck Woolery game show voice. Do that again.
Today's question. Today's question. How does Adrian Martinez do in 2021? A, he has a great year, gets drafted as a Taysom Hill QB in a late round. B, he has another up-and-down year and goes into the XFL. C, he gets replaced by Logan Smothers and quits football.
Come on.
They want us to pick one of those three things.
I'm going with A because I believe in him. A.
Okay.
A, he's going to have a really good year.
I think he has a good
year. He's going to have a good year. The hard part of that A, it's not B or C for me. The hard part of that is, I think he has a great year. I don't know about the drafting part.
Yes.
But I think he has a good year.
I mean, if he has a decent year, he could maybe get his name called late.
Yeah.
Seventh round.
I mean,
it's going
to be
like
a
that.
Stretch to do that, but I believe he will have a good year.
Yeah, I mean, if he comes out, if he's in the Heisman talk, I'm not saying he's going to be, but, that's what you have to be to at least.
It's a combination of things for Martinez this year. We got to protect him, keep him clean, right? Because we have the history of injuries each season he's been here. And two, it's his decision making, and decisiveness back there. Because on paper, you're looking at it, he's got a lot of weapons.
Yeah, I'd say A. I'd say A is the best out of those, especially when they say late round. So I could see that.
What would have been interesting for C, if you change the name with Harbert.
Oh, right.
I don't think he quits football.
Right. I mean, who knows when this question was submitted? It could have been when we started this segment, but we didn't know. Harburg was going to be number two, but that's interesting. By the way, they mentioned the XFL. I meant to bring this up in What's Trending. Apparently, the XFL and the CFL are looking at merging. Yeah. And that's an interesting situation.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Not much going on about it, but that's They're talking about it. So there you go. Let's spin the wheels. Make sure you get your question. Yes, ESPNLincoln.com if you want to get a question in. We'll spin it again tomorrow.
Find the morning hookup logo there and just click on it and submit more questions. We appreciate you guys. You, the people, keep that segment, that part of it, rolling.
Yes.
Those questions. You've been great so far. Great so far. And I know we've had some fun with guests that get to spin the wheel with us and and stuff like that. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone.
Yeah, especially when we get the off the wall questions about music or movies, whatever it is. Whatever it is. I know there's a lot of Husker ones that are submitted out there. Yes. So that's good stuff. All right, let's take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk a little NFL and draft grade.